joined here with Coach Aaron Myers here in the post game. You knew it's going to be kind of an interesting doubleheader today, Coach, and it definitely was. And your team came out aggressive in that first game. Second game, I think you have to look back, but give credit to Lakin as well. A lot of errors in that second game hurt you, especially in that fifth inning with the four errors, and they took the lead. But you had to make a lot of adjustments today and some a lot of new faces in some unfamiliar spots. How would you probably summarize the day today?
You know, I really, the first game, I don't even know how to describe the first game. You know, Lakin wasn't very aggressive, and we were, and we hit really well. Hardly had any errors. You know, it was just a good, clean softball game on our side. You know, second game, it's really hard to not get cocky when after you beat a team by 10 points in 5 innings. It's kind of hard. And, you know, I think as a young team, as what we are, we did. We got cocky. We did some stupid stuff at the very beginning, and I'll take full responsibility for that. I told the girls I wanted to be a little bit more aggressive on the base running. You know, it kind of caught us a little bit at the beginning. You know, but honestly, what it got to us was errors. They're going to eventually catch up to, you know, our pitcher, who was pitching really well. But, you know, eventually, I mean, there's only, you can see the same pitcher 6 times, and you're going to eventually be able to hit anybody, even the fastest pitcher. And, you know, that's what happened. I mean, it's just what happens. They catch up to you, and we're not really ready in the field. And, you know, we were down 2 varsity players. Shelby had to go to a wedding today, and Aspen hopefully isn't too injured, so maybe she can play on Tuesday. But, you know, being down 2 players in your lineup, you know, you can't get cocky like that. And we have to learn to adjust.
And you kind of had to adjust on the fly there in that second inning, after the second inning when Aspen went down. And, yeah, hopefully she'll be able to come back a little later on here for you guys. But did that maybe take a little bit out of a wind out of the sails for you guys for probably a long portion of this doubleheader?
You know, I think I kind of saw it did for a minute in the first game, but that's why I called a timeout. And I said, we need to take a deep breath. It's fine. Stuff like this happens. You're just going to have to learn to calm your nerves and come back. And, you know, the first game, I think we did that. Like, I think it got to us a little bit, but we were able to pull out of it. You know, the second game, we're asking a lot of freshmen to step up to a role that they're not used to. And, you know, even playing at this time of the day on this field, you know, at this time of the day, the sun's kind of, you know, in our eyes a little bit. And, you know, the ball gets out to the outfield, and if you don't keep it low, it's hard to stop the ball because you're looking into the sun. And usually we're done with practice, you know, an hour and a half ago. So something we haven't really practiced yet. And some things, this is one of the things I kind of forget to talk about, too.
Jason Buffington did another good job today in the circle, and I know she did a good job, especially cutting down on the hit batter, just one hit batter for her. I mean, she did cut down on that one hit batter today, but, you know, she was able to get some ground balls and some fly balls. Sometimes it just didn't favor out with some of the errors, but, you know, she stayed with it, just kind of wore down there for a little while there in that fifth inning.
Yeah, you know, and I honestly, all I ever expect from a pitcher is to be able to pitch one game. But, you know, we're down this year, our pitcher, and, you know, Buffington, I know that's what she wants. She wants to be able to pitch 2 full games. You know, she's getting there. I mean, because she got to the fourth inning today, and, you know, I just need to, like I said, everybody's going to catch up to a pitcher eventually, and that's what happened. But, you know, so we did some positive stuff today.
I mean,
you know, Amber had a double play. We had some throwouts. You know, we did some good stuff today. We had a home run over the fence, and, you know, we just kind of have to roll on that positive and just remember those negatives and learn from the negatives.
You mentioned Amber. I think she. I hope you got some film on that somewhere, because she sat down probably the most perfect bunch you will ever have in a game there. I think in the second inning of game 2.
Yeah, she is a pretty good bunter. She wanted that, and she even asked, she was like, where did that go? I said, it's like, stopped right on that line, right where you want it. And, you know, the third baseman was waiting for it to go foul, and it just stuck like it's supposed to.
Well, now that, for most part, Ella did a pretty good job pitching there, kind of coming in relief there in that fifth inning and then getting it out in that sixth inning. But, man, those back-to-back home runs kind of rattled her a little bit, and you could tell. And that, you knew it, too, just kind of pulling her out there actually in that seventh inning.
You know, she's a freshman. You know, she didn't play last summer. So she really hasn't really pitched, you know, in a game-like situation in a while. And you know, I think she's an amazing pitcher, but she just doesn't have the confidence yet. You know, I mean, that's a lot of pressure to put on a freshman. You know, I mean, she's a great outfielder. I wish we had, you know, two solid pitchers, but, you know, Ella and maybe Gabby is going to have to, we're going to have somebody else step up and be another pitcher.
Well, you have to regroup here, and it's not going to be an easy one on Tuesday when you go to Colby. Right now, they're probably sitting as a potential league favorite, potential regional favorite there, and you go to their field on Tuesday, and that's a team they lost. They split with TNP earlier in the year, but I think this is a team that I think could start playing with a lot of confidence here down the road here.
You know, they have a couple of good pitchers, and they have a really good freshman class, and, you know, they haven't lost anybody from last year. You know, they were pretty solid last year towards the end of the year, and, you know, we're, it's going to come down to our pitching and our, you know, hopefully keep the errors low and how well we hit the ball.
Once again, it is Coach Aaron Myers joining me here. Lady Beavers split a doubleheader here, and Coach, thanks as always for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here next week at Colby.
Thanks, Adam.